We will now hear the recordings from the two phone calls. The first phone call was placed from Betty Ong aboard the Flight 11 to Ms. Gonzalez. We will hear the entire 4.5 minutes that was recorded on that call. The second phone call was placed by Nidia Gonzalez to the American Airlines Operations Center to report the call from Mrs. Ong and to relay the center information Mrs. Ong was providing. You may hear a momentary blank on the tape. The commission edited a very small portion in order to protect one family member from unnecessary pain. The second phone call we will hear was approximately 20 minutes in duration. Due to time constraints, the commission has selected 4 minutes from that particular call.
Number three in the back, the cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. And I think there's mates that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
Which flight are you on?
Flight 12.
And what seat are you in? Ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
What seat are you in?
Ma'am, what seat are you in?
We just left Boston. We're up in the air.
I know.
We're supposed to go to L.A., and the cockpit's not answering the phone.
Okay, but what seat are you sitting in? What's the number of your seat?
Okay, I'm in my jump seat right now.
Okay.
At 3R.
Okay, you're the flight attendant? I'm sorry, did you say you're the flight attendant?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
What is your name?
Hi, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Sure, what is your name?
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11.
Okay.
And the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody staffed in business class, and we can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something.
Can you describe the person that you said someone is what in business class?
I'm sitting in the back. Somebody's coming back from business. If you can hold on for 1 second,
sure.
They're coming back. Our number one got stabbed. Our purser is stabbed. Nobody knows who stabbed who, and we can't even get up to business class right now because nobody can breathe. Our number one is stabbed right now.
Okay.
And number five, our first class passengers, our first class galley flight attendant and our purser has been stabbed. And we can't get the cockpit. The door won't open. Hello?
Yeah, I'm taking down all the information. We're also, of course, recording this. At this point...
This is operations. What flight number are we talking about?
Flight 12.
Flight 12. Okay,
no, we're on flight 11 right now. This is flight 11.
It's flight 11. I'm sorry, Nitty.
Boston to Los Angeles.
Yes.
Our number one has been stabbed, and our five has been stabbed. Can anybody get up to the cockpit? Okay, we can't even get into the cockpit. We don't know who's up there.
Well, if they were shrewd, they would keep the door closed and...
I'm sorry?
Would they not mean the cockpit?
I think the guys are up there. They might have gone jammed their way up there or something. Nobody can call the cockpit. We can't even get inside. Anybody still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. I'm staying on the line as well.
Okay.
Hi, who is calling reservations? Is this one of the flight attendants or who are you, hon?
She gave her name as Betty Ong.
Betty, I'm number 3. I'm number 3 on this flight.
And you're the number 3 on the flight?
Yes.
And this is flight 11? From where to
flight
where?
Flight 11.
Have you guys called anyone else?
No. Somebody's calling medical, and we can't get a doctor.
Airlines emergency line. Please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which Flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yeah. They can't get into the cockpit is what I'm hearing.
Okay, who's this I'm talking to?
Excuse me, this is Nitty at American Airlines at the Raleigh Reservation Center. I'm the operations specialist on duty.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Nydia.
Nydia. And what's your last name?
Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
All the reservations. Okay.
I have a flight attendant on the line with one of our agents.
Okay. And she's calling how?
Through reservations. I can go in on the line and ask the flight attendant questions.
Okay. I'm assuming they've declared an emergency. Let me get ATC on here. Stand by.
Gotten any contact with anybody? Okay, I'm still on with security, okay, Betty? You're doing a great job. Just stay calm, okay? We are, absolutely.
Okay, we're contacting a flight crew now. We're also contacting ATC.
Okay. It seems like the passengers in this coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
These two passengers were from first class.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Betty, do you know any information as far as the gentlemen that are in the cockpit with the pilot? Were they from first class? They were sitting in 2A and B. They are in the cockpit with the pilot.
Who's helping them? Is there a doctor on board?
Is there a doctor on board, Betty, that's helping you guys? You don't have any doctors on board, okay. So you've gotten all the first class passengers out of first class?
Have they taken everyone out of first class?
Yeah, she's just saying that they have. They're in coach. What's going on, honey? Okay, the aircraft is erratic again. It's falling very erratically. She did say that all the first class passengers have been moved back to coach. So first class, the cabin is empty. What's going on your end, Peg?
We contacted air traffic control. They are going to handle this as a confirmed hijacking. So they're moving all the traffic out of this aircraft's way.
Okay.
He turned his transponder off, so we don't have a definitive altitude for him. We're just going by, they seem to think that they have on a primary radar, they seem to think that he is descending.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Okay. I have the dispatcher currently taking the current fuel on board.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to run some profiles.
Okay.
To see exactly what his endurance is.
Okay. She doesn't have an idea who the other passenger might be in first. Apparently they might have spread something, so it's they're having a hard time breathing or getting in that area. What's going on, Betty? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? What, do you think you lost her? Okay, so we'll stay open. I think we might have lost her.
Okay.